Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Inside the Football Business, where football meets business, and wanted to talk a little bit about the NFL season and what that was going to entail. So wanted to go over the not only the Rookie of the Year, but also the MVP and what teams would be making the playoffs there. So joining with Neil Stratton. Neil, how's it going this morning?
Doing well, doing well. Good morning. Good morning. We're raring to go. We got a lot of kickoffs coming up soon, and it's an exciting time, obviously, to be a football fan.
Yeah, for sure. So want a little talk about the AFC and NFC playoff pictures, obviously with the season right around the corner, kind of who we think will be Rookie of the Year, MVP race as well. So kind of, you know, Neil, kind of, you know, started off, kind of who do you think, let's just go Rookie of the Year in regards to, you know, Offensive Rookie of the Year, kind of who do you think will end up being that Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Well, obviously, a lot of talent players came into the league this year. I'm kind of going to go with a chalk pick this time. I like Ezekiel Elliott, the running back for the Cowboys. Elliott is going to be running behind a really big line, and I think he's going to be facing a lot of eight-man fronts now, especially with Romo out. But I don't want to get on a bandwagon here. But I think there's some possibilities for Dak Prescott. I think there's a possibility that Prescott might be a little effective. He might be able to give them an element that they haven't had in the past. I think he might be able to run a little bit more, be a little more mobile than what you have seen traditionally from Romo. And I think that'll kind of open things up a bit and maybe give him a few more rushing lanes than you might expect. And we all know about the Cowboys' offensive line and how successful it's been in the past and what they can do with that when they're at full strength. And so I think that gives him a lot of possibilities. I think that's going to make things – I think it's going to give him this can propel him to a big season. So my chips are on Ezekiel for Offensive Rookie of the Year this year.
Yep, definitely I'm right with you there. I think obviously with the Romo injury, Ezekiel, it's going to be kind of that bell cow there. So, Neil, I you know, just wanted to – somehow we only have a 15-minute show today, so we want to kind of, you know, go through here quickly.
Sure.
Jalen Ramsey, Jacksonville Jaguars, is kind of my defensive rookie of the year. I think he was the best player in the draft. Jacksonville's building a defense, you know, there that should be reckoned with. I think Jacksonville's going to be a much improved team. I don't think they're going to be able to push to be a playoff team, but, you know, right there they'll be much improved and be, you know, vying for the playoffs, but I think they won't, you know, make it this year. Who are you like as NFL Rookie of the Year this year, Neil?
Well, I guess, you know, based on what you and I think, the Jags are going to be pretty stacked on defense. I'm with Miles Jack. Maybe a bit of a surprise pick there, obviously a player that slid on draft day. Health questions, but so far so good on his knee, and I think that he seems like a guy that's hungry, and you know, he's got the chip on his shoulder from having fallen a good bit from where many expected him to go, simply because of medical reasons. So far, you know, again, he's had a nice preseason. I think that he's ready to roll, and he's obviously incredibly athletic and seems to be ready to give them a real leg up on the season. So I think Jack could be the guy, especially if he continues to develop confidence in the leg, doesn't have any setbacks. He could be a guy that really makes a real difference for the Jags. So, you know, if, again, according to us, if the Jags have the kind of return they get from their top two picks, then they're going to be in really good shape, especially on defense.
Yeah, and kind of sticking with the kind of the AFC, when you look at the AFC, you know, kind of playoff pictures, obviously the New England Patriots with, you know, Tom Brady, you know, being suspended, that could be an impact. But I think, obviously, the Patriots are going to be right back there. The six playoff teams in the AFC that I have, kind of the Bengals winning the North, the Patriots winning the East, the Texans down there in Houston, where you're at, winning the South, Kansas City with their great defense, and Alex Smith out there in the West. I think the two wild card teams are, the Indianapolis Colts with Andrew Luck, and I think the Oakland Raiders are going to push out the Denver, Broncos. I think it's the Raiders and the Broncos that will be, vying for that last playoff spot, but I think the Raiders with the much improved defense that they've had, will kind of, pull it out there. So, kind of those would be where I'm looking there at the AFC. Neil, where do you got?
Well, I wasn't real adventurous on my picks either. I've got the Patriots taking the East. I've got the Texans taking the South. I went with the Chiefs taking the West as well. I like the Steelers to take the North. I think they're going to edge out the Bengals. I think the Steelers have got a good trajectory there, and we got Roethlisberger for the entire season, looks healthy, and all those kinds of things. So I think those are your four division winners: the Pats, Steelers, Texans, and Chiefs. As far as the playoffs, again, tricky. I like the Raiders too, but I just didn't want to go away from the Broncos. I'm a believer in their defense. I'm a believer in a lot of the weapons they have on offense. Obviously, they've got some question marks at quarterback, and that could have a major impact on them. But right now, I'm still giving them the edge. I still think the Raiders are not quite there yet, and I think they could be a little inconsistent this year. So I didn't take them. I took the Broncos and the Bengals as my wild card teams. So those are your six: Patriots, Steelers, Texans, Chiefs, Broncos, and Bengals as your playoff teams from the AFC.
Gotcha. And I've got the I know this is a kind of a normal pick, but I've got the Patriots representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. What about you, Neil?
I like the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to surprise some people. You allude to their defense. They've still got a few question marks, and a lot of people aren't necessarily big believers in Alex Smith, and they've got a running back coming back from injury, but they've got Sharkhandrick West, who I really love, and I think they've got enough weapons on offense that they can hold on, and the defense can really kind of pull them through. So I can see the Chiefs being kind of your surprise playoff entry from the AFC.
Yeah, that's definitely an option. I like Kansas City when I was kind of going through this. And in the NFC, I've got the Green Bay Packers winning the North, the New York Giants winning the East, the Carolina Panthers winning the South, the Arizona Cardinals winning the West, and the two wild card teams being the Seahawks and the Tampa Bay Bucks. I really think, the Bucks are kind of on the rise. If Jameis Winston can kind of just take that elevation step, I could see them being kind of the kind of new and fun and exciting team that kind of makes the NFL playoffs this year. Obviously, the Panthers, I think they've got a great defense and Cam Newton, and I think Eli Manning, with kind of the Romo injury and kind of obviously with the NFC East, not being as strong as it once was, I think, Eli Manning and the Giants could really push there. And, they always kind of are that team that, hey, if they get in the playoffs, watch out when they've won their last, couple Super Bowls there. But those are the six teams in the NFC that I like. Neil, what about you?
I thought I was going to be really kind of crazy and outside the box with some of my picks, but Justin, we're pretty much match up. I like the Giants in the East as well. I think the Skins are the sexy team and the rising team, and I've seen a lot of riders that kind of like them, but I'm still not sure that the Skins weren't kind of a one-year wonder. So I'm going to go with the Giants. I guess I've kind of put my faith in Eli Manning. I like the Packers in the North. I might have looked at the Vikings as a possible team to kind of upset them, but and I'm not a huge fan of Teddy Bridgewater, but they've got so much instability now, and Sean Hill's going to be, I don't know if he's going to be able to exploit the 8-9 man fronts they're going to see now. So I went with the Packers in the North. I think the Panthers win the South. The South is not a really strong division top to bottom, but I like the Bucks too. I think they're rising. I see them as a wild card team. So the Panthers as the division winning team, and the Bucks is the wild card team. And in the West, I went, I guess, a little bit with an upset, and I took the Seahawks winning the division. I'm not sure that the Cardinals are going to make as big a splash this year. I like them as a team. I like a lot of the things they have, but I think they're a little old in some of their key places on offense. Larry Fitzgerald, Carson Palmer, obviously. A big believer in Bruce Arians, not trying to insult him, but I think there are some risks there. They're deep on defense. They've got some real playmakers, but Tyrann Mathieu just can't seem to stay healthy consistently. And although he's a tremendous playmaker, I think that's kind of a negative for him. So I went with the Cardinals as a wild card team. The Seahawks won the division. I think Russell Wilson is going to have a big year. So I think your division winners in the NFC are the Giants, Packers, Panthers, and Seahawks, with the wild card teams the Cardinals and the Buccaneers.
And I have, you know, a team that you kind of were talking about old, and I think they've gone all in with the Chandler Jones trade, you know, signing Tyrann Mathieu to a long-term deal. I like Arizona, you know, and maybe it's because I watched that that all-in, you know, documentary there on Netflix. But I'm all in with the Arizona Cardinals, and I've got them playing the Patriots in the Super Bowl with Arizona winning. And bringing the championship, the Super Bowl championship, out to the desert. So those are, you know, who do you like there in the NFC to kind of represent the conference in the Super Bowl, and who do you got winning the Super Bowl?
Well, again, I'm not real original there, but I went with the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers is a tremendous player, and he's at the height of his career. And a big fan of Mike McCarthy as well. I think he's done a really good job there. The thing I think the Packers don't get enough credit for is they develop an organization top to bottom, talent-wise, and in a way that a lot of people don't understand. And we do, every year after the rosters are set, we count all the players in the league based on where they came from, who drafted them. And the Packers consistently come out number one. And if you look at the teams who have the most players that were drafted that remain in the league, the six, seven teams that are at the top every year are always in the playoffs. It's a great marker, kind of an undiscovered marker on how teams are built and how they can be successful long term. And it doesn't necessarily lead to who's going to win the Super Bowl, but it shows you who the best teams are. The Packers are just one of those organizations that does things right. I'm a big fan of Ted Thompson as well. And having a great front office and having a great talent structure across the board and having a great quarterback, that's a nice formula you have there. So I think the Packers have a great shot this year. They always do. They do things right. And so we'll see what happens.
Yep. So you got the Packers winning, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Packers winning. Yeah, Packers beating the Chiefs. I see Aaron Rodgers as the MVP this year. And, again, that's not real adventurous. It's kind of a chalk pick. He's always a contender. But if he stays healthy, the Packers could have a whale of a year.
Well, Neil, I think people should actually take that all this information that they got here in this rapid-fire 15-minute show and take that to Vegas, put down some bucks, and you know, see what they can win there. So, we wanted to kind of do a preview show, and we unfortunately we only got 15 minutes to kind of rapid-fire through there. But you know, next week we'll be back with our normal kind of business and different things here, obviously, with the college football season just kicking off, the NFL season right around the corner, and a lot of things going on there. So, Neil, it's great being with you. Anything you want to mention real quick as we kind of roll onto the show?
Just want to say congratulations to the 2016 NFLPA agent class. The results were, if you took the test and you're listening today and you haven't seen your results, it's either in your trash file or they'll be emailing results to you today, probably, maybe sometime this weekend. They sent it out kind of in waves. So congratulations to those that took it. It looks like it was another challenging test. We don't have the results fully back yet, but that'll continue to unfold over the week.
So definitely something that Inside the League will be tracking there. And if you are listening, we appreciate that. And also always subscribe to Inside the League. And so you have a great weekend with football here all around.
Can't not have a great weekend with a full schedule of football. College football is going to be a lot of fun.
Talk to you next week, man.
Okay, bye-bye.